It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a two-year investigation into the e-cigarette company Juul and its influence on teen vaping has ultimately led to more than $400 million in settlement money. We'll talk about the teen vaping crisis and changes in the works. First, 68 schools around the country, including one in Wisconsin, will test out a new advanced placement high school course this fall. For the first time, students will have the opportunity to take a college-level course focused on the African-American experience. While they won't earn college credit during this pilot phase, the coursework will at least appear on their transcript for colleges to see. Our next guest has some insight into what's going to be taught in this course and how it fits into the larger picture of how we teach about race and civil rights in our schools. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you the parent of a high school student or a student yourself? What do you think about the idea of an AP-level course focused on African-American history? Would you take it? Do you wish you'd had it when you were in school? What thoughts do you have on how we teach about issues related to African-American history? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Robert Smith is the Harry G. John Professor of History and Director of the Center for Urban Research, Teaching and Outreach at Marquette University. He's also resident historian at America's Black Holocaust Museum in Milwaukee. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
What was your reaction to this, the initial idea of an AP class in African American history?
Well, you know, I was really excited. I was excited for a couple of reasons. One, it gives us an opportunity at the high school level to really get into and interrogate some really important history that helps to inform some of our understandings of race. But it also takes us back into that rich African past and gives us the opportunity to explore some fundamental questions about the centrality of Africa, its peoples, its cultures, its practices, not only there in the continent, but its imprint and its role in shaping a whole range of cultural and social relationships and ideas across the globe. The conversation about the centrality of Africa begins the course and then helps to frame the rest of the conversation that the course has about the African-American experience.
You've been in touch, I understand, with the College Board, the group that does these AP advanced placement exams on behalf of Marquette University in part. Starting in Africa. Can you give us a sense more of what would be covered in this class?
Well, you know, the class would begin with a conversation of introducing students to what is meant by African-American studies and looking at this through an interdisciplinary lens. So you have multiple disciplines playing a role in shaping that context and that conversation, whether it's history, sociology, political science, geography. And it also plays a significant role in helping students think about the intersections of race, class, and gender. And so it offers that framing and then gets right into a conversation about early African empires, the importance of those kingdoms and those city states and those ethnic communities, and then moves the conversation across the Atlantic and into the Americas. And so students are not only getting a conversation about the African-American experience, it's really a conversation about the African diaspora, how it plays out in other parts of the world, and then how it then locates and emerges here in the U.S. in its own distinctive patterns.
There have been arguments, of course, about how we teach about the history of race in America, the history of slavery and civil rights. Now, my best classes I remember and the best history books I read, you know, give the facts, sure, and the dates and things like that, but then look at different interpretations and the arguments about how we interpret these things. Is that going to be part of the story here?
Oh, absolutely. You know, part and parcel to the historical examination is this fundamental notion of debate. What do we know about the past? What is the evidence that we use to inform those understandings? And then how do we interpret and how do we consider what we're learning? And that requires a multidisciplinary lens. It requires argument and debate. It requires looking at secondary literature from some of these leading scholars that whose work is a part of the course. It also requires students to think about the role of the arts and also thinking about materials like maps. It plays a significant role in complicating the classroom experience so that students are getting a richer understanding using multiple modes of learning, multiple ideas, multiple sets of materials, so that then those debates and those arguments come alive for those students to develop their own understandings.
Talking to history professor Robert Smith from Marquette University. Our starting point, a new pilot of an advanced placement course in African-American studies. It's piloting in schools around the country, including one high school in Milwaukee. You can join in with your thoughts, your questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Chris is with us in Delavan. Chris, hi.
Hi, how's it going? I just wanted to comment. Back when I was in college, I actually had to fill out, I had to fill out some extra credits for Gen Ed. And one of the courses that I took was a racial diversity course. And it actually turned out to be an eye-opener. And, you know, so much to the point where I thought, I think today that it would actually be in the general teachings of high school students because, when people grow up and become adults, I think the fact that in today's society, whether or not racism actually plays a role in our society is a testament, to the fact that I think the subject is vastly undereducated, Chris, in our system.
Chris, thanks for the call. Robert, Chris says a class he took at college was an eye-opener and wants to see more of it. What do you think?
You know, when students take these courses, whether it's in African-American history, Latinx history, in any of the courses that might fall under the umbrella of ethnic studies, they get exposed to a whole range of ideas, historical trajectories, individuals, movements for equality, and a whole range of other ideas, law and politics. And it gives students an opportunity to explore the same kinds of ideas just through the lenses and experiences of people who've also made up the rich tapestry of this nation's, the heart of the nation's cultural and ethnic diversity. And of course, what we learn over and over is that students love these conversations because they are asking those very difficult questions within themselves and they're looking for answers. And so it's not surprising at all that someone would take these courses or a course like this and then have a very rich academic experience, and then also an experience that helps them think through some of these complicated issues that we grapple with every single day.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Robert Smith from Marquette University is with us. We're talking about a new advanced placement high school course focused on the African-American experience. It is in a pilot stage right now in high schools around the country, including one here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have for our guest about this new pilot advanced placement course? Do you have a student enrolled in this pilot in Milwaukee? Would you like to see something like this in your school? Do you have thoughts or questions about wider issues of how we teach about race and the history of race in the United States? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our conversation with Robert Smith, professor of history at Marquette University, looking at a new college-level course for high school students focused on the African-American experience. It's in a pilot program right now in high schools around the country, including one in Milwaukee. You could join in with your thoughts or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Robert, a lot of scrutiny on schools and how they talk about race. I think a general concern, I guess, or critique that gets expressed at school board meetings and elsewhere from critics is classes like this ultimately end up teaching white kids to feel bad about America's racial history. What do you say to that concern that's been out there, at least in the political sphere?
The first thing I'd like to address is that no one who teaches this is trying to make somebody feel bad. I think that has been mired in the politics of the moment and the politics of our nation's challenges with just talking about race. I think the difficulty with any of these topics is that they do help to expose injustice. They do help to expose long-term historical patterns associated with that injustice or related injustices. And so those are topics that are difficult for all of us to discuss and deal with. But what the reason these courses are important, though, is because it gives us not only that understanding, but a language to understand the challenges, and then therefore gives us a window into how we move forward, because the courses are not simply about the question of mistreatment. The courses are not simply about the historical injustices. These courses also highlight the wonderful achievements of folks who've been a part of the American saga. These courses are also important for giving us an understanding of how basic concepts like citizenship and issues like civil rights were contested, successes that folks in protest communities may have been able to engender. And then also it gives us the opportunity to give our young people an understanding of their role in history and the way that they've played a role in societal change and their obligations to make sure that words like democracy, words like equal protection, words like due process, ideas that are very central to how we understand ourselves as Americans. It gives our young people a window into the importance of them understanding and then living and breathing those principles and those ideals. And so we can't stay mired in this notion that historical tragedies can't be discussed. We have to make sure that we are competent in teaching them and giving our young people the tools to understand them.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Marlon is with us in Madison. Marlon, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
I was just wondering, I retired from teaching from the Madison Metropolitan School District back 2 years ago. And after school, I coached African-American history teams for each of the middle schools that I worked. And I was just wondering if Milwaukee had something like that. We were able to organize all of the middle schools of Madison, Wisconsin, with the help of 100 black men. So I was wondering, has anyone thought about partnering up with groups like 100 black men to be able to accomplish that? And for a time, 100 black men was able to come into our schools and mentor students as well.
And I got to ask, Marlon, while you're talking, I looked up. We had a conversation. Was this the African American History Bowl that you ended up participating
in? That's correct.
Yeah, we talked about that on Central Time about 5-ish years ago. Marlon, thanks a lot for calling in. Robert, that kind of after school program, the competition, what do you think? And do you have anything like that in the Milwaukee area?
You know, I can't speak to any specifically. I'm sure there are any number of opportunities very similar to that. One of the things that's really awesome about folks here in Milwaukee is this real true commitment to providing our young people a whole range of experiences, particularly after school experiences. And these kinds of efforts are particularly important for the shaping of young people's identities as they mature into their teenage years and mature into adulthood. The more of those opportunities that they are able to experience both in school and outside of school, curricular and co-curricular, it just helps to situate the young people as they're maturing and give them the opportunity to not only think about that history, but how they are a part of that historical trajectory and how their local communities have been a part of those conversations. You know, there are rich conversations in and around Milwaukee about its cultural histories and its cultural and racial geographies. Is conversations all the time about our civil rights leadership over the last half century or more. And so I'm sure that there are those kinds of programs around. And I also want to say that we have a number of remarkable teachers that are doing this kind of work in class. And as the gentleman mentioned, as part of after school activities in various ways. And so I applaud our teachers. In fact, Mr. Janke over at Go to My Ear, who's teaching the pilot for AP Afro-American Studies, he's not only teaching that class, but he's the tennis coach as well, you know. And so our teachers deserve a huge, huge shout out for not only helping to educate our young people, but tackling these difficult topics in these courses, because we know that's going to pay off in the end, not only for our young people, but also providing a stellar academic experience. You know, it's not simply the question of the courses being taught. It's also this mastery that teachers bring to addressing and informing and educating about these issues that we have to always herald.
Thanks for that call, Marlon. We just have a minute or so left. Robert, what are you hoping develops out of this AP class just in our last minute?
Well, I think a couple of things would be ideal. One, that this gets adopted widely across the country, that it becomes a part of the rich array of AP courses that are out there, and that it also gives our high school students to start to deal with some of these complicated issues in high school, you know, from a classroom perspective, so that they when they get into our college courses, they're familiar with some of these topics. In the college classroom, we can amplify and build on some of these ideas. And so if we are able to then get more and more schools buying into AP Afro-American Studies, it's just going to supplement, complement, enliven the AP curriculum all the more. And then also, as students transition to college, they're going to come already having an understanding of some of these really complicated ideas, and also know which historical documents to turn to, which literary texts to turn to, which art and historical historically rich and vibrant art and material culture, where to turn to those to learn a little bit more. So the horizon is just rich and replete with all kinds of opportunities here.
Rob, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure as always.
That's Robert Smith, the Harry G. John Professor of History and Director of the Center for Urban Research, Teaching and Outreach at Marquette University. He joins us today for a look at the new AP course for African American Studies being piloted this school year, including at one high school in Milwaukee. Now, some Wisconsin farmers are cultivating a new crop, energy. Around the state, developers are partnering with rural landowners to build 100-acre solar farms. As WPR contributor Jana Rose Schleiss reports, it's a trend that's likely to continue.
Ken Duvenek was a dairy farmer for all of his life. By 2007, he was 60 years old, and his health made it difficult to continue.
My knees were gone. I had one knee replaced, and it was just kept to the point where it was... couldn't hardly do it no more. I know the kids, my sons, they weren't going to milk no more, and now it just gotten to the point where I just couldn't do it no more, you know.
Duvenek tried other ways to earn farm income.
And I kept raising heifers after that. I bought them and sold them. And then that went good for a while, but then that market went out.
Then in 2018, like his neighbors, Duvenek and his wife Rita signed a 30-year contract to lease their land for solar energy generation. Now, past the red barns of the Duvenek farm in the tiny town of Two Creeks, 40 acres of solar panels rotate towards the sun. Duvenek said the solar contract is an opportunity to keep the land and the farm in his family. Ken's wife, Rita, said it was a hard decision to temporarily give up the land on their fourth-generation farm, but she's glad the solar panels allow them to cultivate a different kind of crop.
You know, so what? We farm the sun. So.
Consumer demand for renewable energy is growing. Developers are partnering with farmers to meet those demands. Farmers have what solar energy companies need, land. Hosting solar panels allows dairy farmers to diversify their income in a market that can sometimes be unpredictable. Brent Sinkula is the president of the Manitowoc County Farm Bureau. He says the changing market has made it difficult for smaller farms to survive.
It's that middle that seems to be kind of falling out, and that's where I am.
In 2018, the company NextEra Energy asked Sinkula if he would rent 500 acres of his farm for solar panels. It meant giving up a third of his land, but gaining an extra income.
It was an easy decision, no, but you know, after my parents and I talking it over and discussing, we decided, you know, it'd be nice to have something to fall back on.
Now the cows on Irish Acres Dairy graze right next to rows and rows of glistening photovoltaic panels absorbing the sun's rays. Two Creeks is a lakeshore community nestled between Manitowoc and Door County. NextEra Energy has developed two large-scale solar farms here, spanning over 1,200 acres. The town has a long history with the energy industry. Since the 1970s, Two Creeks has been home to the Point Beach nuclear plant. James Tingem researches renewable energy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says there are three things that make a community an ideal location to develop energy facilities: transmission capacity, willing landowners, and a power purchase agreement.
You got those three things, you've got a project.
Tingem said existing infrastructure, like transmission lines to move the energy, is a big reason why energy companies are attracted to places like Two Creeks. The town and the county receive utility tax payments for hosting the energy facilities. Town Chairman Lee Engelbrecht hopes the additional money from the solar farms can be used to help maintain roads.
I think it's good for the town, it's good for the county, and we need energy. Everybody wants to go to that light switch and expects it to go on when they flip it on.
NextEra plans to expand its renewable energy developments in Wisconsin to the tune of $2 billion. Sinkula and Duvenek both say they've gotten calls from other farmers who want to know whether farming the sun might work for them. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
Jana Rose Schleiss is a Pulitzer Center reporting fellow from the University of Missouri School of Journalism.